But again, it just came down to like a heart check is what I kind of like sum up my wellness. My wellness has come to a heart check of, you know, who am I serving? What am I doing it for? And who am I doing it for?
Hey friends, that's our special guest today, Megan Snyder, who is joining us to really dive into why our motives matter. Megan takes us into her journey and her story in a very transparent way, where she talks about when life happened and she was in a season where she was no longer able to work out or keep her fitness routine, she became unraveled. She came to a place where she had to do a heart check, and God revealed to her that she needed to examine her motives, that actually fitness had become her idol. Whether you're getting your fitness journey started, or maybe you've come to a place where you've reached and hit all of your goals, maybe you've suffered an injury, or life just happened. Maybe you just had a baby and you're not able to keep up with your routine as you once were able to, and now you're wondering, what am I going to do? And maybe you even find yourself struggling with different thoughts in your head of how to move forward. Well, this episode, friend, is for you, and you don't want to miss it. Grab your pen, grab your paper. Let's hop in right now. Do you feel the tug or pull in your heart calling you to more? Do you feel like it is too late or that you're too broken to pursue the dream in your heart? Well, you've come to the right place. I'm Latasha, and welcome to the Overcome to Become podcast. Pull up a seat and join me each week for real talk, life-changing truths, and actionable takeaways. We are diving into any and everything that has been holding you back from becoming who you were meant to be in every area of your life. Welcome, Megan, to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me. I'm just really excited about sharing this message. Honestly, it's something that I can even be completely transparent that God works through me constantly.
Tell us a little bit about your story.
I grew up playing sports. So as just even being like younger, I had somewhat, I guess, an athletic build, you know, and so just going through sports, but I can think back and still know that I was never confident in my body. I never felt secure. I was always comparing myself to somebody else. And I really don't, you know, it's just funny when you look back at that, but that's young, right? I mean, I think when we're in high school and when we're in our young 20s, like that's just something we do. We're not secure yet in who we are, but, and then let's have children and you know, stretch our bodies and, you know, doing all the things to just make this beautiful child. And I would say it was after my second child, it was probably around the year 2014 that I just really felt dedicated to say, I need to do something for myself. I need to, you know, just that kind of that motivation of, I want to be in better shape. I started doing the online coaching business thing and really for the accountability for myself, and with conversations I was having with other women, they were wanting the same things. God creates us for community and we don't do anything on our own. The accountability, the, you know, set type of workouts, all the things were working, right? They were working until they weren't. And so that's when I started to really struggle. It was when I started thinking I had the right routine and the right everything, finding the right workout, making the meal plans and doing all that stuff. It was working. And I definitely want to be mindful that the practical things that we can do for our health, it does work. It can work. But where I really started to struggle was when it wasn't, you know, fitting my schedule, when needs and schedules and priorities were changing. It honestly was just this constant, not just yo-yo, but like this high and then this plateau, right? Like we always get to that plateau. And I started thinking about that word plateau. I mean, it means flat ground. And around that, the reason it's flat is because everything up around it is high and low. I feel like that's really a lot of what we do with our fitness, with what we define as health. We get on this high and we're going to do it hard, go hard. And then the reason we plateau is because we're coming down from that high. And so I'm like, you know, that plateau is, to me, it's like steadiness. It's actually not a rise and a low and, you know, up and down. It's just steadiness. I wanted this steadiness, and it just became so frustrating because I didn't realize how much I depended on that routine and on the meals and the just the planning of it all, it's a sense of control. I would get to the point of if I didn't have that, I felt completely unraveled. Okay. I mean, it showed like a dependency. It showed a almost like an idol of if I don't have this, I can't function. If I don't have, you know, if I can't move my body, if I can't physically get here, or if I don't look a certain way, I just was so, you know, just a mess. It was a cycle. I didn't have like a healthy mindset with what is fitness? What does it mean? I mean, that's when I really started to dig into, as my relationship with Jesus became deeper, as I would sit kind of just with my thoughts, as I started to learn, you know, like, okay, I need to meet with God. I need to sit with him and ask him, open my eyes. What am I not seeing? What is it that you're trying to teach me in these moments where I am just so frustrated? But again, it just came down to like a heart check is what I kind of like sum up my wellness. My wellness has come to a heart check of, you know, who am I serving? What am I doing it for? And who am I doing it for?
When you were speaking, it made me think exactly what you said a little later on. You said a heart check. And really, you know, our motives, they're found in our heart, what our motives are. I mean, on the outside, we can appear like we're doing this because we want to be healthy. We want to do that. You know, we want a routine. Like you said, all those things are great. But then our true intentions and motives are shown when things don't go as we want them to. When we no longer feel, like you said, that C word, control. When we don't feel in control, then we have to step back and think, okay, why am I, you used the word unraveled, that you were having some issues with controlling things. And then you realize, whoa, this is a heart check. So how are you able to incorporate grace or be more gracious towards yourself while you're also checking your heart at the same time and examining your motives?
Yeah. So when it comes down to that, like I just started to ask, I really had to kind of do a assessment of why do I work out, you know, and listing the things consciously, like, what does it help me do? And so I'm like, it does help me feel less stressed. It does help me feel in some way. I mean, it's, our bodies are a chemical. Okay. So, you know, we have these endorphins that are released. It really is a, you know, an activation to our happy senses. And so to say that moving our bodies makes us feel good, it's true. I started to list the reasons why I enjoyed it and needed it. And so as I'm sitting there trying to tell myself, this is why I need to do it, and I couldn't do it, you know, given schedules or anything, I would ask the question, as I said, I would sit with God and just say, what are you trying to teach me? What do I need? And I just felt this overwhelming, like overwhelming question come back to me of God being like, am I not enough?
Ooh, I like that.
It just hit me where, I mean, it's like, can I be enough to help you feel less stressed? Can I be enough to help you feel like you're worthy and loved and your body is good? And I just really, and honestly, that question has applied to so many other areas in my life. You know, can he be enough? But with my health, with my wellness, you know, I mean, I even changed that word wellness from fitness, because that word keeps my mind on the wellness of my soul. It keeps me steady to think, again, moving our bodies. I mean, exercise and the workouts and the things that we can do, I think that needs to be more, and I say this to myself, it's something that we get to do. It's something that if we are able to do it, it's just something that we enjoy to do, but it shouldn't be something that we feel we have to do or feel like it's a necessity in order to reach X, Y, or Z. I think that's what it was, like changing that language for myself, being like, if I get to work out, if I get to move my body, then great. Like it's still fun for me. I love it. I mean, it, again, the benefit of doing that, it does make you feel good. I wanted to break myself from depending on it, from depending on it to be what helped me feel better about myself. And what, so with the grace of it, if I put God in his place where he should be, I just started thinking, what does God say about it? He is every bit of grace and love,
Amen.
Gentleness. And so he's not going to punish me for not doing something. And again, I think it has a lot to do with just understanding the seasons that we're in and seeing where God has you right now, and that's enough, and that he is enough to fill whatever it is that God can be enough for. He can.
Yeah, I love that. And wouldn't you say too, that when you said you changed the word fitness to wellness, to me, I envisioned, you know, a more rounded, well-rounded definition of, you know, wholeness of what God desires for us to be whole. So not just moving our body, but incorporating mind, body, and spiritual, that we are well. And so it sounds like to me when you were speaking that God was calling you into, yes, it's good to move your body, but make sure you're still connected with me, which, you know, of course helps us to regulate our mind and of course feeds our spirit, right? And so having all three parts of those together, because we do know, and even science tells us, that stress and things that, you know, will cause us to be not well, I still need to be dependent on God to really shape and mold my heart so that I don't go backwards or I don't feel defeated or insecure if I'm not doing what someone else is doing. Would you agree with that?
Yes, yes. And I think, again, I mean, I'm all in with anything I do. And so even with when I was doing the online coaching with the health and fitness, I researched and I really wanted to study because I did feel like it was more. It's more than just our physical. It's really has less, very little to do with our physical as far as, you know, our creation and the purpose of our being in every sense. And in any, I don't know, like whoever is going to be like encouraging health, and they do talk about mind and body and spirit, but it's all compartmentalized. And I'm just thinking, God, when he's centered, it's all in there. It's all in one.
Yes.
And so that scripture tells us, you know, be transformed by the renewal of your mind. So it's possible for us. So when we're centered with him, that just, it all kind of flows together. And that changed again. It changed everything for me. And like you said, yes, I think it doesn't mean that we don't exercise. It doesn't mean that it's just finding a different definition for health. It's redefining or unlearning what we think it means to be healthy, I quote, because we think it has to do with either a certain way we look or that we need to meet, you know, just meet a benchmark before we can actually say that we are healthy. And I say that because I found myself in conversations where immediately, if a woman says, you know, I need to start working out more, I need to be more healthy. And I'm just thinking that shouldn't define health for us. We just put it in such a box of what that means. And we don't give enough credit to where we are maybe healthy in our marriage, or maybe we are healthy with our children, because that's where we're giving our time right now. So health, I mean, this is, you know, trying to erase a lot of years of what health has been defined to be.
Yes.
But I think it could be better defined in our own minds as far as, like, you know, what does God say about a healthy body and a healthy mind?
You said you were in a conversation with somebody who was saying, you know, I need to get healthy. And I thought to myself, I wonder if she was comparing herself to someone else who may be her next door neighbor who does CrossFit every day, which is nothing wrong with CrossFit. Nothing wrong.
Right.
I did a little CrossFit myself at one time.
Haven't done it lately, yes. But
but no, I'm you know, like, well, hey, if you can do that, do it.
Yes, yes, more power to you. Right. You know, whatever floats your boat. But you know, the mom over there who's doing the CrossFit, the mom over here who's cycling, the mom over here who's, you know, et cetera, doing all of the things, right? Because our eyes start really hyper focusing on, you know, everyone else and comparing. Talk to us a little bit about how comparison can really damage our view of wellness and us comparing because I'm not doing the CrossFit or I'm not running 10 miles a day like someone else is doing. How does that warp our view of what wellness really is?
Yeah, well, I mean, we know it's been said comparison is the thief of joy, right?
Yes, true.
It is. And, you know, we've been, and unfortunately, we've been given access on our phones so easily to compare ourselves in little squares on social media. And so it's so tempting. It really is. I mean, mm-hmm. we all do it, but it, yes, the damage comes when we start thinking because that's what it looks like and I'm not doing it, then automatically I'm not taking better care of myself. I'm not a better mom, or I must not be, you know, this or that. And again, I think that comes with the grace of understanding our season. Where are we right now? You know, mm-hmm. I mean, maybe the mom that you're looking at has children who are a little bit older, who are either in school, or maybe their children are grown. I mean, if we really look at some of the details of the, you know, instead of just looking at it, like she's doing this and I'm not, I think that really helps change our perspectives. But ultimately, it's meeting with God and asking mm-hmm. him, like, you have me in a season right now. Help me to embrace it. Help me to see where I am needed and what good that I am doing where I am. That, I mean, health, again, it's when we look at somebody else doing something, I think a lot of it comes from the external, 100%. I think we look at each other externally and think this is what it looks like to be healthy. But like, I don't know, this just came to me. I'm thinking, if we are really serious about trusting God and his truth and what he speaks into us about who we are, there is nothing written in his word about the measurements that we need to be.
That like, is true. Yes.
Like
yes.
He, and we know that he is a very specific, intentional God. I mean, if we go to Genesis, if we go into the ark and the measurements to build, yes. I mean, think,
yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying like, God is extremely intentional with what he needs of us. And he is very clear to us. He needs mm-hmm. us to love him and to love others. It has nothing to do, like I said earlier on, I'm like, it has really little to do with the external of us to be healthy in our minds. I just feel very separated from the physical of, you know, our bodies to be a certain way for us to be defined as healthy. I feel kind of out of that box.
That's why, you know, I wanted you to speak to my listeners because it is helping, you know, my prayer is that your words will help them to see it in a different way too, because it is this cycle, right? Of we, you know, especially at the beginning of the year, we have all these goals that are wonderfully written. And then we try, like you said, 180%, we go really hard, maybe even a little bit unrealistically. And then we're exhausted and pooped. And we feel like we cannot keep up going to the gym 3 times a day, which who said that was realistic anyways, but you know, I'm like you, like I'm guilty, totally guilty.
Sure.
Like,
Yes.
I can't do it 200%. I'm not going to do it. And so then we go and then it's like a balloon getting deflated.
Right.
There we are. Right. And then if we're super deflated, and especially if this is our first time kind of pursuing any type of exercise, any type of mm-hmm. different type of eating. I know I was in that place where I was not the athlete as a child. And so like exercise for me was just whatever was necessary to walk from here to there, you know, that was it, right? So the thought of like incorporating some type of routine or doing that, it was just all foreign to me. And then changing the way I ate. And so when I tried at the beginning to do something different, of course it didn't work because I'm on the scale every day, every time I work out, right. Looking to see if something's changed. And then when it hasn't, I'm defeated. and I'm upset, maybe even a little upset with God, because now my mind is going back to like, why am I like this? Why didn't you make my body, God, like hers? Right. I know it sounds like childish, but we do think that, right?
Right.
She has a high metabolism and I think she eats like McDonald's every day. I mean, I don't understand. Right. Like, why is it that she looks like that and I don't look like that? And then before you know it, it's just nothing at all. And then it, again, not just only about the exercise, but then the negative thoughts that roll through our mind over and over again, and that then go into our heart. And then we're feeling super defeated, not just physically, but now mentally, and our spirits, or maybe even closed off because we are upset and cannot receive from God. And so we just go through this cycle over and over again. Speak for a moment to the woman who's listening. That's like, you know, how can I get started? What are some practical things I can do to get out of the box, like you said, out of that box, and then continue on this wellness journey that may look different than someone else?
Yeah. Well, I mean, I would love to have like the answer and it be done. Just have the magic wand and say, this is it and go. 100%. I believe that it takes a lot of intentional time for us to sit with God and get to know him and who he says that we are. It honestly brings us back to creation. It did for me when I would just think, why are we even in existence? What is even the point? And I would think it brings me back to creation, that we were born into existence for something greater than ourselves, that this life really has nothing to do with us, that our bodies are, you know, a vessel. That's why that verse, 1 Corinthians 6:19, about your body's a temple. Yes. I really did not understand at first how easily that has been misused. It does say our body is a temple of the Holy Spirit, but if you read the scripture, it says this body is not your own. It's not used for you. It really has nothing to do with you. And now that's the thing about this, and I think why it's hard too, is because this is not a popular message. This is not one that is something that, you know, you want to hear, because I think we live in a culture that is always pointing us to us. That's always saying, you are fill in the blank. And I do believe we need to love ourselves. I do believe we need to see ourselves as good. But like you just said, what if we don't? I mean, how does that even begin then? It starts with, again, that striving to achieve something then to make us feel good. And it just becomes a cycle. And so when we start with God and who he says we are, and that we are loved and why we were created and how intentional he was, Psalm 139, how intentional he is to have created you individually, you know, and when we sit with that, I think it really can change our minds and change our hearts. But that's all of that's him. That's giving it to him.
Amen.
And letting the Holy Spirit take over and renew that for us. And it doesn't happen in a day. Like I said, just this week, I was still praying every day of just like trying to find that, you know, get back to that contentment of, the Lord has me where I need to be right now. If I'm not doing X, Y, or Z that I feel I want to do, he has me where he needs me. And so I think some practical steps, sometimes I had to do this for myself. I unfollow maybe an account that doesn't keep me healthy in my mind.
Oh.
And I know we say that, and I know it's been said, but I really have found how powerful that is when what is on our feed is feeding me well, not unfollow someone because I don't like them. It's not that. Yeah. That's you know, that's petty. Yes. That's not what I'm saying. But if there's something that maybe it does strike you as you're comparing yourself to them and you're just feeling really down, you know, I mean, just find ways to encourage, to put into your feed something that's going to feed you and encourage you. Speaking of accounts, there is an account, they're called Revelation Wellness, that I connected with really like, I mean, it clicked. It's almost like as soon as I started having these thoughts and thinking, Lord, I know you're putting something on my heart that's different from this world, it was Jessica Hoddle, who you just had on your show recently. I know her from a complete, talk about connections, from just a whole other different area. And then I connected with her again through Revelation Wellness. It's this revelation that it's just outside of ourselves, you know, and why we move our bodies. Now, again, I think I just keep wanting to be clear. I'm not here to shame fitness and to say that it's not the right thing to do. I think if you have breath in your lungs and you have your feet and your body is able to move, then yes, I think that that is something that we can do for ourselves if you're able. But I'm speaking to the woman who, where I was, where, you know, I mean, I remember having like a neck injury and it like, I mean, popped my neck. It took me like a month for me to kind of get back into movement. And I remember just sitting in those moments, just feeling helpless and feeling worthless. I mean, just all the negative things when you physically are that's taken from you, then our purpose and our worth has to come from something deeper. And and I honestly see it more as just this preparation in our mind and in our hearts to just get that right now, like get it right, like now.
And when you say it's a journey, embracing the fact journey instead of a destination, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm going to try to go after wellness and then I'm going to achieve it.
Right.
And then that's the end of the story, right?
Yeah.
It is a ever evolving.
Yes.
Learning about yourself, learning more about God, most importantly, like you said, love what you said about, you know, yes, the world does tell us that we are fill in the blank, but then when we are looking in the inside and the inside is empty and there's nothing there to turn inside to look at, we have to have a higher source. We have to have God be connected to him so that he can fill us up, because we cannot fill our own selves up, right? And so thinking about that, you know, it is a day by day, minute by minute process, and that we will go through seasons. You said that about your neck injury. I had an injury where I fell in the bathroom and hurt my tailbone, which I didn't know you could hurt your tailbone like that, but I did. I found out.
Oh, goodness.
And the funny thing was, I was recovering from the flu. Okay. Talk about the story of control here. I was recovering from the flu and wasn't quite recovered, but the house needed to be cleaned. And so I got up early in the morning, went to the shower and was like, oh my gosh, I just need to clean it. I have to clean it, you know, recovering from the flu. Right. And wasn't thinking right, took the rugs out and started walking. And of course the bathroom is tile. And boom, at like 6:30 in the morning on a Saturday, just fell really bad. So bad that I woke up like everyone in the house. My husband was like, what is going on? You know, what are you doing? And of course it was me. You know, that's the one thing I could control was clean. And so there I was, even though I know the Holy Spirit was telling me, you don't need to clean. You need to sit down and rest. It's a whole nother podcast. But yeah, so hurt my tailbone really bad because of that. And for about 2 months, I could not even walk. Like I could walk from here to there, but not go on long walks, and definitely could not run. I mean, definitely could not run, could not sit for a long period. And at that time, just like you, thinking, oh my gosh, what is going to happen now that I can't go and exercise like I used to, right? And all of these thoughts and having to battle that. So again, a journey. We're going to go through different seasons in our life. And I think in 2020, some people saw that with the lockdown, right? Gyms got closed, right?
Losing control. We lost control of everything around us.
Everything. So looking at it more like a journey. So if you were able to speak to your younger self, what would you tell her?
Oh, goodness. I mean, we say trusting the process, but really trusting just where we are in our life. I think if I spoke to my younger self before children, where again, my body was such an idol to myself, it was in unhealthy ways. It almost makes me emotional. I would tell myself, I would say, oh, baby girl, you don't need to You don't need to wear that. You don't need to do that. You don't need this to be loved or to feel worthy or to be seen, that you have a good God who has great things ahead if you just take his hand. Just take his hand. Because with him, life will be okay. Life will be okay. It doesn't mean it's going to be good all the time.
True.
But take his hand and he will walk with you and life will be okay. But to the mom, the younger mom, I mean, my oldest is 11. And so, 10 years ago, I would say, it's like, whoo, like what is life with a baby when you're, really young? And so I would say, just know the season, trust God in the season that you're in, that you have this beautiful gift that he has allowed you to have, that you are to grow and nurture and raise up. And then, that's just something I wish was poured into me more. And I want that to, I feel like my heart really wants to speak to the women who feel unseen and who feel unworthy, feel like you just have no purpose, or maybe you just feel like you're missing out on your purpose.
Yeah.
And that is me. That's my story, where I would just feel like I'm just not doing something. And so with my fitness, I used that as thinking, this is it. That's what it is. And God quickly showed me, no, girl, it's not.
He will do that.
No.
So I like to end the interview with a few rapid fire questions. Are you ready?
I don't know. I guess. We'll see.
I promise they won't be hard.
I can't fail them, I guess. Okay.
No, you can't fail. You can't fail. There's no wrong answer. It's no wrong answer. No. Okay. So tell us, what is the song that is on repeat right now?
Oh, goodness. Intentionally, there's not been a song that I go to, but I will say completely Holy Spirit, like the song that I'm always finding is falling in my lap and just I become undone is Yes, I Will. Which is I think it's Vertical Worship, is our church, our local church here at Northside, they sing it too, sometimes around, at whenever we worship. And so that song, it's just saying like, you've never failed and you never will. And I will praise you even when my heart is heavy, I will praise you through whatever. And so that seems to be a song of praise that's always just falling in my lap, that I just, when I hear it, I'm like, I just listen. Like, I don't even sing sometimes to it. I'm just like, just absorbing it.
Tell us, what food would you not want to live without?
The food I would not want to live without. I don't know if I can narrow it down to one
food. You can tell us a few.
Well, I feel like I could narrow it to like pasta.
Oh,
love pasta. It can come in, it's hot or it's cold, in any form. I just love pasta. I don't know what it is. And I just always have some sort of pasta around. And so I just, that's one thing. I feel like it's the first thing I go to. Like if we have, we go to a party and there's the little food, that's the first thing I go to. Where's the pasta?
Where's the pasta?
Yeah. I don't know. I love pasta.
Yeah. Same here. Favorite time of year?
Oh, favorite time of the year. Holidays. I feel like, I don't know if that's really the question. See, I overthink things. I'm telling you.
Remember, there are no wrong answers. I am a recovering overthinker, and occasionally it gets me. So I'm totally there. I'm always like, can you give me the question? Like rapid fire, even though I'm doing this to you and my guests, I would probably ask for the rapid fire questions.
Can I think about these?
So I can overthink about those.
Right.
Because
I love Christmas. I'm just, put me in the category of people who love Christmas, because I think it's just, it can be joyful. It can be. Now I am very aware more these last seasons, I feel like, of loved ones very near to me who are walking through some very hard seasons. And so I don't bubble it into, it's just always great.
Yeah.
But there's just something joyful about coming back to the birth of Jesus, coming back to the point, mm-hmm. right? But as far as favorite time, I feel like as I've changed with this mindset of being present and just really trying to see where God has me, I love the summer. I love, even though it's hot, we're in Southern Indiana, so it's not like we get super heavy hot. I lived in Florida once. Oh, that's hot.
Yeah. It's like cooking egg on the sidewalk hot.
Like
yeah.
South Florida, it was hot. And so like December, I remember Christmas, it was 88. So it just.
Yes. Hot. Yeah. You don't know if you're going to wear shorts for Christmas or what. You got to have them both ready. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
But I do love, I've found that I do love being outside more with our children and just, so I guess summertime too.
No, summertime up there is great because my husband's from Ohio. So we love to visit in the summertime because we've gone around the 4th of July and it's been a little chilly. They live in Northern Ohio.
Okay.
And so I remember wearing like a light jacket on the night of 4th of July one time, you know, keeping the windows open. It's lovely. So I know if it's that way there where you are, I'm pretty sure the summer is gorgeous. So what makes you smile?
Oh, what makes me smile? You know, my children make me smile. They really do. I mean, they're at this age. And honestly, again, they're at a great age. So, you know, just the conversations we're having and I 100%, I have prayed for the Lord to give me my heart and perspective of just seeing my children and not missing anything. And so you've caught me in a moment of they are my joy right now. Absolutely.
Last one.
God is faithful.
Amen.
God is faithful. And I didn't grasp that. We hear it a lot, but to me, it means he will do what he says he's going to do. God redeems and he restores and he is faithful. He is faithful. And we just trust him with our wholeness and he is our hope and he is our freedom. So God is all those things.
Amen. Amen to all of them. Yes. And more. So I told a friend one time, I said, when I get that question, if I keep going, I'll get a little emotional. I'm like, oh,
right.
You know, you start thinking about all the things that God is to us. And even when we're not faithful, he still is.
He still is
no matter what. Yes. So Megan, tell the listeners where they can find you. How can they connect with you? All of that.
Right now, really my sole source of engagement and really just sharing everything is on my Instagram. And that is, it is my name. It's Megan Snyder. It has like an underscore on each end of it, but it's just my name, Megan Snyder on Instagram.
And you should follow her, friends. Her words are encouraging. And it was your post that you, and I think I said that to you, that really stood out to me about wellness that made me think like, wow, okay, what a great perspective and out of the box, which all of us need to be out of that box of what we think wellness is. And so I want to encourage you to keep sharing, keep helping other women out of that box. So thank you, Megan, for being on with me today. I enjoyed it thoroughly.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so encouraged just by your words. Just following you and connecting with you has been such a joy, Latasha.
I hope you enjoyed the episode today. Out of all the thousands of podcasts out there, you chose to spend your time with me, and I so appreciate it. If you have enjoyed this episode or any of the episodes in the Overcome to Become podcast, friends, could you do me a huge favor? Could you hop into Apple Podcasts and complete a rating and review? This will help this message of hope to get out to many other women who need to hear it. Thanks again. See you next week.